This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. The number of coronavirus cases found in people living in or visiting this region has passed 100 after the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 3 new cases on Wednesday. The total number of cases are 101, with 17 currently active. 2 of those cases live in regional villages and were tested for the virus at the Bethel Airport. Both received their positive test results after arriving in their home communities. YKHC is not releasing the names of the communities to protect patient privacy. The 3rd case lives in Bethel, and all are currently self-isolating. And moving on to city news, earlier this year, the Bethel City Council hired a new city manager and city attorney just before the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. While the city manager resigned 6 months into the job, the city council believes it struck gold with its other hire. Council members heaped praise onto city attorney Libby Bacalar as they did her 6-month evaluation during Tuesday's council meeting. They commended Bacalar's timely work, open communication with members, and thorough legal advice. Council member Alyssa Leary highlighted Bacalar's recent analysis on the airport testing and mask mandate.
I appreciate that you proceeded with caution with that and that you recognize that your place is to give council what our risks are, not to tell us what to do. And I never took it as that.
Mayor Perry Barr called Bacalar a bright, shining star.
I would just like to say, Libby, thank you. Thank you for all the things that you've done and for this community. I can't think of anything but positive accolades for you.
Bacalar told this council that the role of city attorney has been a good fit for her as well, and says she has no plans to leave. Also at Tuesday's meeting, the city council introduced an ordinance to transfer land to the Bethel Winter House. The old senior center, located in housing subdivision, would be renovated and turned into a year-round homeless shelter. A number of budget modifications were also introduced, such as fixes for the YK Fitness Center, which are estimated to cost $620,000. The council also introduced a feasibility study for adding a multi-purpose gym to the center, which would include a basketball court, and that study would cost $75,000. And the council introduced a budget modification to pay $20,000 to an accounting firm to shore up the city's finance department while it's short-staffed. These expenses will be discussed again in the next council meeting. Meanwhile, the council gave the final okay to some expenses in Tuesday's meeting. The city will pay $20,000 for attorneys and accountants to investigate the city's finances, the management of CARES funding, and employee complaints of improper conduct by supervisors. The council also entered the city into a $1,600 per month 10-year contract with KYUK for the use of its radio tower. The city will use the antennas for its public safety paging and radio system. And finally, a state trooper has solved a problem that plagued law enforcement in the YK Delta for decades. Access. When there is an accident or any event that requires troopers to help, the response has been limited by flight or river conditions. If it was breakup or freeze-up, the river was off-limits, and troopers would have to wait for a break in the weather to fly in to help. Not anymore. KYUK's Johanna Urich reports they now have an option they did not have before.
Alaska State Trooper Lieutenant Lonnie Gonzalez put over 2 years into getting a boat capable of navigating the Kuskokwim River in all of its phases. He points to an event 2 years ago when a snow machine broke through the ice on the river. One person died, and the rest of the family needed help. The hovercraft in Bethel went out and rescued those who were alive, but could not carry the dead body. The plan was to come back and retrieve the body, but the hovercraft ripped its skirt, making it impossible to get there. It was not till the next day that troopers got a helicopter in to make the retrieval. People in the nearby village had wanted to head out into dangerous conditions to retrieve their relative. Gonzalez remembers how tough it was to keep them off the river. He used this event and many others to fuel his search for an option that would work the entire year, even during breakup and freeze-up. It took him time to find it, but when he saw it, he knew the Canadian-designed Thousand Island airboat would do the job. It could navigate water and ice and even skim over snow-covered marshes. By the time Gonzalez was ready to buy it, it was being built by a U.S. company with a price tag of $290,000. The state did not have the money. That did not stop the effort. Troopers convinced staff at the U.S. Marshal's Office, which often collaborates with state troopers in Bethel, to make the purchase using funds that U.S. Attorney General William Barr set aside after visiting the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and declaring a law enforcement emergency in rural Alaska. The U.S. Marshals own the craft, but Bethel troopers fuel it, maintain it, and use it. Last week, troopers tested the new airboat on the Kuskokwim River. Lieutenant Lonnie Gonzalez says it's not the answer to all the challenges in the region, but he predicts the airboat will shine during breakup and freeze-up, when conventional river travel is dangerous. Its range is one of the biggest limitations. It takes a high-quality gasoline to fuel it, something not available at the village gas pump. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktan coming up.